This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, Ford's Dairyman Managing Editor Corey Geiger joins us.
Corey, World Dairy Expo 2019 is in the history books. You were there. Share some of the highlights.
Well, USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue got the question asked about the fake meats, and he didn't have a very favorable opinion of them. And about the time that was taking place, the Annals of Internal Medicine shared quite an intriguing report. Everybody knows that butter is back, and so may be red meat. That's after a panel of 14 researchers from 7 countries pored over 130 scientific articles and a dozen randomized trials. They concluded there's no need to reduce red or processed meat consumption in order to maintain good human health. In making that analysis, the expert panel focused solely on human nutrition, and they kind of parked this whole debate on climate politics and animal agriculture on the side of the road. I think one of the big findings here was after weighing the body of scientific evidence, and again, these people were from 7 different countries, the team of international researchers did not find a significant association between red meat consumption and heightened risk for heart disease or diabetes. They also became less convinced that meat had any tie to cancer. Now, that flies in the face of recommendations of the American Heart Association, the American Cancer Society, but it's really pivotal research here that could reshape the focus. And none of these people really had a tie to animal agriculture. They were just looking at human nutrition.
Well, Corey, I'm reminded of the olden days when everybody said that margarine was the way to go. The butter was bad for you and you had to go to margarine. Now we saw that turned around. How do we go about convincing the millennials who think that plant-based meats and butter products are better?
Well, I think reports like this go a long way. There are good, healthy fats found in animal proteins, both from dairy products and meat, that are very important to human nutrition. And when it comes to milk, there's amino acids that the body can't manufacture. So, I mean, I think we start at the basis of human health.
Thank you, Corey. Look forward to reading more in Hordes Dairyman. Corey Geiger, Managing Editor for Hordes Dairyman Magazine.
Thanks, Lee. Stephanie Aves is Business Development Manager for NEDAP North America. Stephanie, tell us about NEDAP.
NEDAP is a business that's been in the industry for about 25 years. We are providing sensor technology for farmers with valuable data for fertility and health management with eating, rumination, and inactive time. But we also provide cow location for your whole herd, too.
And how do these sensors help the dairy farmers manage their herds?
With the sensor information, we're able to provide heat data, but we also provide information as far as health. So knowing what your cow is eating or how long they're eating, knowing their rumination time, knowing their inactive time. So taking those signs that are coming from that and giving alerts that show the information as far as if your cow is sick, if your cow is healthy, if they're not eating, if they're inactive, and what's going on with them so that you're able to look at those traits.
Let's talk about the important features of a good sensor.
So the biggest thing with sensor data that you're getting is going to be support. A lot of farmers are really unsure about the information that they're getting because there is so much data. But making sure that you have support, which we offer through our different variety of business partners that we have, and they're able to help you understand the data, use the data on your farm, and make it become an on-farm practice that everybody's going to be successful with.
Well, the way technology is today, you know, it just continues to accelerate faster than us. So let's talk about the labor force. How does that help?
So with the labor force, sensor data is able to kind of replace a person on your farm. But at the same time, you have to have somebody who's going to manage the data, be able to utilize the data that is on the farm, and actually have practical use of it on the farm, because if you're not using the data, you're pretty much losing the data. NEDAP itself is really focusing on the health traits, particularly the transition cow, so the post-fresh groups. We're really working on them, looking at the ketone levels of the cows that go along with the inactive and rumination and eating times. But we're also looking at still the typical every day-to-day cow that's, you know, 200 days into lactation. That is there something that is giving off from the sensor data that can go as far as mastitis, DAs, different things at different stages in lactation?
Analyzing all of this is really the key.
Yes, you can spend all day just looking at one cow and analyzing what's happening in her day to day. And if something does come up as an alert, you're really going to focus on that one particular cow. But looking at her whole day, it really helps tell you what's going on with her, and you're really able to make decisions from that.
Stephanie Aves, Business Development Manager for NEDAP North America, thanks for visiting with us.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.